little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The thing that I was going to talk about just a little earlier was just so, if we're talking about Roger neighbouring and left brain, right brain stuff, so we've kind of, I can tell that you're looking really anxious about stuff. And you can recognise that emotion, and then you say it. So I might be wrong, but I can't help noticing you're looking really anxious, or you look scared, or you look angry. But it's the next bit. It's like, well, yeah, I am. And it's what you do with that left brain that's picked up on it. And sometimes managing that, okay.
So would it be helpful to tell me a bit more why that is?
Well, I'm angry, doctor. I told you, take the knife off me.
Okay. Okay, let's do this one. Then let's do this one. Yeah, no, and that can... I think I probably would be angry in your circumstance as well. You know, it feels pretty frustrating. So I need to understand how much we really think that that was the thing that's making the difference. And you need to understand why, what I can and can't do around this. Okay, so is it worth us trying to understand both those things?
Yeah, can I try it again then?
Yeah.
With a different thing, because this for me is valuable. I just need the, I need Champix. I don't want to go on about smoking cessation chat with you. I just need this Champix. Can I have it, please?
Okay, well, probably, but there's some ways we can make it more effective. Because Champix on its own, if without any preparation, just on its own, actually, you probably have to treat 50 people for one to come off. So it's not that effective.
The thing is, doctor, it's all very well you say that, but you know, I'm a businesswoman. I'm pretty on it. If I make a decision, if I'm going to go for something, I'm going to stop smoking, and I don't need all the rest of it. And I'm trying to be nice here, but could you please just give me some Champix?
But you're not doing a great job of being nice. So here's the thing: I'm kind of feeling pushed into a corner. And I know you're not really wanting to do that, but I know you're really sort of fixed on this.
I am.
My difficulty is that I need to have some better... I think I need to be a bit surer that isn't going to be a waste of both of our time just giving you Champix without any other planning. So can I just ask you two or three questions which would help me feel more confident about just... shelling out. When we're here and it sounds like, you know, at this point in time we need to try and see if we can get to a joint decision. So have you ever tried giving up smoking before? So we could do that, okay? We could go, or any other decisions where you've made a really big decision and haven't, you know, achieved it. So what might be the things that rock, you know, you're saying once you make a decision, it's good. So have you ever just tried going cold turkey? I can, or whatever. So I suppose it's about honesty. You know, it's about owning. You know, at this point, why am I feeling, I'm feeling a bit sort of awkward here. I think it's because you're pushing me. Why am I feeling that? I could just give you the Champix. I suppose it's because I know that it doesn't work so well without a little bit of planning. And I can totally see you're busy and rah, 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 but can we spend at least 5 minutes seeing whether this really is going to stick? I think that the preemptive strike, I mean, if people say, I want antibiotics, antibiotics are definitely on the table. Okay? So if you've got push, do not resist. Sidestep. Okay. That definitely has to be on the table. That you're very keen on the idea, and it's on the table. Okay, what I need before I'm going to feel that's the right decision for both of us to be making here is a bit more about have you got a cold, whatever. Is this bacterial? You know, that's what I need to know. Okay, so that's the piece that I need before I'm going to be comfortable just doing antibiotics. Okay, so can we do that? Yeah, so the distance of pursuer or the push resist, that's the, you know, these are classic behaviors. And if you're feeling pushed, it may be sometimes helpful to own, gosh, I really feel you're pushing me on this one.
Yeah.
That makes me awkward. Why is it making me awkward? I think it's because, let me tell you where I am, and then we can decide how we go from there.
Cool. That's good. That's good.
You have to have your opportunity as the physician to be able to say what your reservations are. and to put that across. Now, to a certain extent, we are gatekeepers to care, so we have a degree of rationing to do, but mostly in this sort of, they don't cost very much. So it's not the cost issue, it's the safety issue more than anything else, and it's just putting you in the picture. So if you eventually come to the decision, as long as it's low-ish risk and we're not going to get sued for it and we've given you all the information, you can make that decision. It's human nature when you feel that you're pushed into making that decision that you're going to defend a position, isn't it? And I think stating the way you feel is a helpful way of combating that anger, isn't it?
But also not saying, you know, that your initial thing is, whoa, you know, definitely not getting it now. That's, you know, completely unhelpful. It's there, that's, you know, at the end of it. And sometimes when you take that, you take the side and say, well, antibiotics are definitely on the cards. What we need to do is, you know, understand, are they going to really do, well, they've always done the business before. Okay, that's helpful for me to know as well. One of the difficulties is that, you know, the natural history of most of these conditions is they get better in about 10 days. I give you antibiotics for a week, it coincides with you getting better. Your belief is it's the antibiotics. My belief is I could have given you Smarties. So what we need to do is really decide whether these antibiotics are going to help this problem you got today. Can we do that? Mm-hmm. So I think you're owning where you are.
Get to work.
Yeah, good luck.
The self-awareness bit. And so, yeah, left brain picks it up and you struggle with an emotive thing and sometimes it's translating it into what to do next. And
yeah.
So perhaps it is just talking it. Just
yes.
I feel... I can tell you're in a bit of a rush and tell you're in a hurry. I'm feeling quite pushed here and I need to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. My job is to make sure that we do the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So my responsibility to you is to make sure we do the right thing. And I need your help with that.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I need your help with that. Oh, God, we're on the same side of the table.
Yeah.
A minute ago, we were on opposite sides of the table. It's that sort of thing.
The patient came in and I'd never met her before, she shouts at me the minute she came into the room about her codeine being stopped. I won't say who's fault it was. And
we don't use fault. It's not a useful concept.
blame people.
And she said to me, I just can't think. I'm so angry, I just can't think. And I said, I'm really sorry, but I'm struggling to think too because you're shouting at me and immediately it's kind of making my brain just go all over the place. So should we try and calm down a bit and then we can both probably think a bit better?
Great.
Which was like, oh yes, okay, yeah.
Right, fantastic.
And it's when I put my emotions on the table as well. I just immediately went, oh, someone's shouting at me. I'm not used to being shouted at, you know.
I think that's great.
And it was very effective.
Nice. Yeah.
Although it made me seem like, oh gosh, does that make me look really vulnerable as a professional? But actually,
and, you know,
yes, we are for people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's so weird because it goes back to this professionalism. One of the other things about professionals is they're not allowed, you know, you're not allowed to know about them, you know. I mean, there is transference and counter-transference and, you know, do you have pictures of your kids in the room and all that sort of stuff. And that sort of stuff can get in the way if you've got your kids with nice little degree hats on and, you know, looking all smiling and little class and rich. You know, it can be a constraining feature for some patients. But, you know, you are a person and you're bringing all of your stuff to the table. You have to be careful with that because if you bring all your stuff and you leave it vulnerable, you can get damaged. And you're no good to anyone if you're damaged. But if you don't bring any of your stuff, you're unlikely to be a healer. You could be a Google technician, but you're unlikely to be a healer. And the exciting thing about this is it is never going to be just the guideline. It's about the one saving grace right now. Is that there is still something going on, which is about us as healers with other people struggling to just make life a little bit better.
Sometimes I feel a little bit uncomfortable there, but equally, when I've gone a bit personal, I find it's also quite effective. So, sort of classic one for me is reflux, because I get reflux as well. So when someone comes in with sort of reflux, I find it quite good to say, you know, I get it too, you know, and I know that every time I, as long as I haven't drunk coffee and tea and whatever, you know, I never get it. So I use it as a way to try and encourage them.
I mean,
it's
judicious use of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes if you get it wrong or theirs isn't like yours, then that doesn't help. But yeah, little bits of yourself are therapeutically or strategically therapeutic.
I mean, it's more to use it to try and, if you're trying to sell the lifestyle, particularly the lifestyle, some people are less convinced.
Yeah.
You know, oh, just keep it drunk. We'll
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.